Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll hear from Chester Gaylord, do some whistling, deal with some absolutes, and listen to this past week in recording history. I received a nice email a couple of weeks ago from listener Cecilia in England. She requested to hear some records by Chester Gaylord, not to be confused with Charles Gaylord, one of Paul Whiteman's rhythm boys. Chester Gaylord was born on February 24, 1899, and was known as the Whispering Serenader. His career began as a singer and announcer on radio station WTAG in Worcester, Massachusetts, and he received an exclusive recording contract with Brunswick. Even after his recording contract was not renewed, he worked in radio until retiring sometime in the mid-60s. He continued singing and playing piano until just before his death on July 1, 1984. Cecilia listed a whole bunch of records by Chester Gaylord, none of which I have, but I do have these.
Thank you. found happiness when I found you. I found the sunshine that I never knew. Like the river finds the sea, I found you, dear, you found me. As I hold you so close to my heart, I just pray that we never will part. You're a blessing, and I need you, I do. I found happiness when I found you. Love dream locked in our treasury and credit every love dream to us and company. We'll have our office in a garden of flowers and every moonlit night for our office hours. And maybe in December, our anniversary, we'll have a junior member with us and company.
Thank you.
Chester Gaylord, backed by Leonard Joy, not with the Victor Orchestra, but with his String Dance Orchestra, which, according to Rust, consisted of 10 violins, 2 violas, 4 cellos, 2 guitars, a harp, and 2 string basses, in addition to a piano and 2 drummers. That was Us and Company, recorded on June 30, 1930. In the mid to late 20s, many of the artists recording for Brunswick were appearing on radio at the same time. They included the Anglo-Persians, directed by Louis Katzman, George Belshaw and his KFAB orchestra, and the 8 Radio Stars, who we heard there performing I Found Happiness with the vocal by Chester Gaylord. The personnel are unidentified, but they recorded 6 sides in 2 sessions in February and March of 1929. We began our little Chester Gaylord marathon with the Meyer Davis Orchestra, June 6, 1929, and Miss You. Meyer Davis was one of the first band contractors, supplying bands for hotels, country clubs, and social functions. He started his first band in 1915 and was still leading bands and recording into the 1970s. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Listeners Tom and Rita in England sent a nice email last week suggesting a segment about whistling. We haven't done that in a while, so here goes, starting with Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Whistle and blow your blues away. Thank you.
see, brand new, clean through. Start my day off wearing a great big smile. Oh, I'm light as a thistle, couldn't be lazy, feel good, real good. Life's the payoff, wearing a great big smile. Now I'm getting myself ready to meet somebody. Am I crazy for that certain sweet somebody? Oh, I'm clean as a whistle, pink as a baby, gone strange. What strange? Start my day off wearing a great big smile.
Make a record of English folk songs. Do any of you boys know anything about folk songs?
Yeah, so I know one. Be a glorious.
Wait a minute. I said a folk song, not a soak song.
Well, here's a good one, Jack. I'm sure the folks would like that. Do you know what it's out of?
Sounds to me out of tune.
Well, I know the very thing.
What's it called?
Sing holly, go whistle, hey, hey.
That's a peculiar folk song, isn't it?
Well, my folks are peculiar.
If you're unhappy and feeling rather blue, sing holly, go whistle, hey, hey. Just make it snappy, for here is something new. Sing holly, go whistle, hey, hey.
Old-fashioned people will sing hey, nonny, no. But I don't care as long as there is no
do-de-o-do. Now you have learned it, you all know what to do. Sing holly, go whistle, hey, hey.
The greater, bigger fame. I sing the song of sunny Italy, eh?
Oh, sole mio, I love Maria so. Sing holly, go whistle, hey, hey.
She love another, and from me off she go.
Sing holly, go whistle, hey, hey.
I not like him, his name Antonio. I stick to my stiletto in his bodo do di odo. She make the big fuss, and so I say to her, sing viva, ravioli, spaghetti.
Brother, that ain't no folk song. You just wrap yourself around this. Down in Kentucky, where the cotton blossoms grow, sing holly, go whistle, hey, hey. You'll hear them darkies strumming on their old banjos. Sing holly, go whistle, hey, hey.
Hear me, old cooks, better get a basin full of this. Me, Andy Liza, went up to empty Nefer. Sing holly, go whistle, hey, hey. But on the swing boat, poor Liza lost her teeth. Sing holly, go whistle, hey, hey. Round at the old blow, she couldn't get the neck. And did she swear she lost her hair but got her old sweet back? Now we are married, she helps me on me round. Singing apples, bananas, all riper.
If you're a musician and want to start a band, get... Also some others you'll have to have on hand. Just get your drummer to play a break like this. now, everybody, just take the time from me.
Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra and a novelty cheer-up song, Sing Holly, Go Whistle, Hey Hey, from February 17, 1931. Sing Holly, Go Whistle, Hey Hey was written by Paul England and Claude Hulbert, the same team which brought us Plink Plonk, I Pluck My Guitar, and who, along with Max Kester and Bobby Comer, made up the comedy quartet known as Those Four Chaps, who released a few records in the 1930s. Before that, it was Tom Coakley and his orchestra with Frank Barton, trumpeter in the band, providing the vocal on Clean as a Whistle, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. That recording was made by Brunswick in San Francisco in October of 1933 while the band was resident at the city's Palace Hotel. Clean as a Whistle is from the film Meet the Baron, which starred Jack Pearl, Jimmy Durante, and the Three Stooges. Tom Coakley formed his first band while in high school before earning a law degree in 1929. In 1936, he turned the band over to his vocalist, Carl Ravassa, and returned to practicing law, finishing his legal career as an associate justice of the California Court of Appeals. We began that whistling set with Ben Sullivan and his orchestra and some good advice, Whistle and Blow Your Blues Away. The vocalist on that May 12, 1932 Columbia recording was Eddie Walters, and the band included Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and Joe Venuti on violin. Whistle and Blow Your Blues Away was composed by Carmen Lombardo with lyric by Joe Young.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
One of the most dangerous words in the English language is always, and grammarians will advise you to always avoid always. But there are lots of songs that use that word anyway, and here is a set of them, starting off with Fats Waller.
In the mood for you. Oh, no one else seems to interest me. Lordy, ain't it strange that very, very mention of your name, how the feeling does change. Somehow the time or the place doesn't matter. Any time, any place will do. Don't need a beautiful thing, beautiful song, beautiful romance to help me along. No, baby, all I need is you. I'm in the mood for you, yes.
Thank you. nothing, but I ain't got a thing. You lied to me, you didn't care for me. You said that you were honest and true, babe. But how could anyone ever believe in you? Even I had you for loving you. What would it have been?
Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys and You Keep Me Always Living in Sin. The vocalist on that August 24, 1933 Vocalion 78 was Walter Williams, guitarist in the band. Before that was the vocal trio of Edward Joyce, Bob Rice, and Fran Fry with Irving Berlin's Always. We heard Take 5 from a session on February 5, 1926, but Take 11 was also issued. We began that Always set with Fats Waller, who is always in the mood for you. That's from September 7th, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last segment, we said always avoid always, but the first part of that saying is never say never. Well, we're going to disregard that advice by playing some never songs, beginning with the Chocolate Dandies. We started that Never Say Never set with the Chocolate Dandies and I Never Knew, written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. Several bands used the name Chocolate Dandies, taken from the 1924 show co-written by UB Blake and Noble Sissle. This one was under the leadership of Benny Carter, who played trumpet in this recording made October 10, 1933. Next, it was the original Memphis Five, recording for Pathé around May 7, 1924, and I Never Care About Tomorrow As Long As I'm Happy Today, written by Sidney Holden, Arthur Lang, and Al Levine. That was followed by Ace Burgaud and his 14 Virginians and Never Again. Clarinetist and bandleader Ace Burgaud played in vaudeville and New York nightclubs and recorded for Edison, Columbia, and OK, who recorded Never Again around March 18, 1924. Isham Jones, who wrote the tune, also recorded it, and Gus Kahn wrote the lyrics, although that was an instrumental version. We finished up taking a 180-degree turn with the Binkley Brothers' Dixie Clodhoppers and It'll Never Happen Again. Brothers Amos and Gail Binkley were born in Cheatham County, Tennessee, and first performed on Nashville radio station WSM in 1926. In 1928, they were one of the first bands to record commercially in the city, and they appeared regularly on the Grand Ole Opry until the group disbanded in 1938. The vocal on that October 2, 1928 recording made by Victor in Nashville was Jack Johnson, who was known as the Strolling Yodeler. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Rhythmic Eight.
Thank you. nothing apart. Tell me I'm forgiven for spreading the news. I'm happy to lose my heart. I used to wonder why lovers blunder. Now I can understand. Folly and love go traveling hand in hand. Tell me I'm forgiven for daring to show the rest of the world I love you so.
I can't hate you when you smile at me the way you do. Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes I want to leave you. You tell such awful lies.
But I could never leave you when I look into those great big eyes. Oh, my goodness.
I love you. Do you love me? Honey, if you don't, why don't you? It's funny, if you won't, why won't you?
Now am I gonna have trouble with you?
I really ought to scold you. You'll have me old and gray.
When it's time to scold you, I hold you in my arms and say, oh my,
oh my,
oh my goodness, goodness.
Thank you.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Rhythmic Eight, usually directed by violinist Bert Furman, who was musical director of Xonophone Records, but led in this December 12, 1930 recording by brother John Furman. That was I Want a Little Girl, written by Billy Moll and Murray Mencher. Next, it was DeBroy Summers and his band with Dan Donovan providing the vocal on Tell Me I'm Forgiven, recorded the very same day as I Want a Little Girl. Tell Me I'm Forgiven was composed by Robert Katcher, K-A-T-S-C-H-E-R, with the lyrics by Roland Lee, L-E-I-G-H, and is from the 1930 show Wonder Bar. We finished up with Billy Maron and his Commanders with vocal duo of Billy Maron and Rita Williams on Oh My Goodness. That's from December 12, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, and I do mean always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.